From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Australia officials say a South Korean-born man has been arrested and charged with acting as an economic agent for North Korea. Chan Han Cho, a naturalized Australian citizen, was arrested Saturday in Sydney, where he had lived for decades. The Australian Federal Police said if Choi had been successful in brokering the illicit deal that included weapons of mass destruction, he would have secured tens of millions of dollars for North Korea. This man is a loyal agent of North Korea, believing he was acting to serve some higher patriotic purpose, said AFP Assistant Commissioner Neil Gagan. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said he had been briefed on the case, calling it a very, very serious matter. A three-man space crew featuring American and Japanese rookie astronauts, as well as an experienced Russian cosmonaut, blasted off Sunday for a six-month mission at the International Space Station. Scott Tingle of NASA is the American who is flying with them. While most flights on the ISS take around 6 hours, the trio will take the more circuitous two-way route due to the lab's position in space at the time of the launch. Docking is expected on Tuesday at 8:43 GMT. The political party of Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has called for angry protests during the visit to Jerusalem next week of U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. Trump angered Palestinians earlier this month when he announced that the U.S. would recognize Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, reversing a delicate policy he had put in place that had been in place for decades. That both Palestinians and Israelis claim Jerusalem as their true capital. Crowds in Pyongyang continued to mark the sixth anniversary of the death of Kim Jong-il on Sunday, laying flowers and bowing to statues and portraits of past leaders is a ritual in North Korea on all major anniversaries and holidays. This man said from Pyongyang that he came to bow to his great general, and it makes me miss the great general more and more. Now our country has become a powerful nuclear state, he said, and that wouldn't have been possible without the devotion and efforts of the great general. Kim Jong-il died in December 17, 2011. Saturday, North Korea state media fired back at U.S. President Donald Trump for verbal attacks. An article referred to the president as an old lunatic and warned to, quote, be prudent if they don't want our bitter disgrace and destruction. It went on to warn the U.S. that it would resort to military action. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said on Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States. The UN Refugee Agency reports aid agencies are bracing for another humanitarian emergency in Yemen as people flee from intensified fighting in frontline areas on Yemen's west coast. 1,400 people have fled in the past few days. This follows recent fighting in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, and neighboring areas. Agency spokesman Babar Balak says emergency relief kits for 2,000 families have been sent. But, he says, Saudi Arabia's blockade of Yemen is harming emergency operations. For more news, go to our website, voanews.com. I'm Ann Ball reporting from the studios in Washington, D.C.
That's the latest world news from VOA.